everybody. This is Cheryl Kirby, Associate State Director for the Florida Small Business Development Center Network. For the month of December, we are bringing expert advice and tips from our friends and partners. This week's business tip comes from Tony Carverhall from the Florida Chamber. Tony is an expert in helping businesses that manufacture goods. What is the mission of the Florida Chamber?
So one of the things that we do as an enterprise, we've got three parts of our operation: the Florida Chamber, the Florida Chamber Foundation, and the Florida Political Institute. We combine to really accomplish the goal of securing the future of Florida. The foundation does research, long-term research, and provides recommendations to move Florida forward. The Florida Chamber is the state's leading business organization moving the agendas forward. We have a political institute that really helps elected officials, wannabe elected officials, understand the issues, gets the right people elected, gets the wrong people unelected.
Can you tell me about the recent Trade and Logistics Report 2.0 that was released by the Florida Chamber and why the strategies are so important?
So one of the things we identified in this Trade and Logistics Report that is actually the second version is that if we want to grow and diversify Florida's economy, if we want to recruit and retain some of the higher paying jobs in this state and really become part of the global marketplace, we have to pay attention to a few things. One is the growing trade lines, but two is making more in Florida and then making it for trade. So manufacturers have a role in this opportunity. We currently do receive and ship out many things in Florida, but many of those goods are actually coming from other states. If we made more in Florida, many of those goods, be they on boats, the containers, be they on boats, be they on rails, be they on planes, be they on trucks, would leave our state just as full as when they came in. That's where the real opportunity lies.
Recently, the Florida legislatures passed legislation for a temporary tax cut for manufacturing businesses. Talk about the importance of this tax cut and why we need to make it permanent.
One of the reasons that's an important issue is that we've got to remain competitive. When people decide where to open their businesses, they're comparing a number of different factors. Now, we've got some of the best quality of life, we've got some of the smartest people, we've got lots of opportunity in Florida, but business decisions really are based on comparison. So when you're looking right over our state line and another state is offering a certain incentive or not taxing on certain goods, and Florida is, we lose business. Florida has got to stay ahead of this game and remain competitive and leverage the opportunities that we have.
Thank you, Tony, for your time. Again, this week's business tip comes from Tony Carverhall with the Florida Chamber. Tony, it has been a pleasure speaking with you today. Thank you for joining us, and for more business assistance, go to floridasbdc.org.